Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If you read science fiction writer Robert Heinlein's 1966 classic novel titled The Moon is a Harsh Mistress, you have heard the phrase Tanstoffel. For those who haven't heard this acronym, it represents the words, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. What that means is if you are being offered something of value that is supposedly free, somebody somewhere is paying for it. As for the so-called free lunch, somebody is paying for it whether you know it or not, and whether you eat it or not. Tanstoffel perfectly describes government spending. Governments by themselves do not have any funds. In order to obtain a means for paying what it spends, it either collects taxes, borrows money to be repaid by future taxpayers, or inflates the money supply, which effectively steals part of the wealth of every person. So whether you know it or not, the people are the ones who ultimately pay for everything that a government spends. That's true whether you know it or not, and whether or not you are a beneficiary of any government spending. When a question comes up whether the federal, state, county, or local governments should pay for the upkeep of roads and bridges, it doesn't really matter because however it's done, it is still being paid for by private people. You may say, well, how about having businesses or corporations pay for government spending? Just realize that it isn't the business or corporation that sends funds to the government. It is ultimately provided either by the people who own these enterprises or by its customers. In this political season, when you hear candidates advocating any form of government spending, especially if they use the word free, such as for health care or education, replace the word government with the words people or taxpayers. If they argue that one level of government rather than another should pay for something, just remember that it all ultimately comes out of the pockets of the people. Any politician or bureaucrat who claims that government spending magically comes from thin air is lying to you. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.